February 12, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Must I listen? And they said unto Moses, Speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. Exodus 20:19. We do not consciously disobey God, we simply do not heed him. God has given us his commands. There they are, but we do not pay any attention to them. Not because of willful disobedience, but because we do not love and respect him. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. When once we realize that we have been disrespecting God all the time, we are covered with shame and humiliation because we have not heeded him. Speak thou with us, but let not God speak with us. We show how little we love God by preferring to listen to his servants only. We like to listen to personal testimonies, but we do not desire that God himself should speak to us. Why are we so terrified lest God should speak to us? Because we know that if God does speak, either the thing must be done, or we must tell God we will not obey him. If it is only the servant's voice we hear, we feel it is not imperative, and we can say, well, that is simply your own idea, though I don't deny it is probably God's truth. Am I putting God in the humiliating position of having treated me as a child of his whilst all the time I have been ignoring him? When I do hear him, the humiliation I have put on him comes back on me. Lord, why was I so dull and so obstinate? This is always a result when once we do hear God. The real delight of hearing him is tempered with shame in having been so long hearing him. That's the end of Oswald's text. My own journey involved about 40 years of this kind of obedience before God, just putting off the things that I didn't want to believe on the speaker as his opinion versus the real truth. But mostly, I was probably subconsciously afraid that God would not, or God would have me do things I just didn't want to include in my life. Many of us want to be spiritual, want to be close to God, but we don't want to do what it takes to be there. Like the rich young ruler, we have our riches of various sorts, be it our family, our friends, or our cars, or our stuff. And when Jesus said to the rich young ruler, all these things you've kept from your youth up, now just go sell all you have and follow me, the rich young ruler wasn't willing to go all the way. And that's really where we are with God. If we would have a full-on relationship, a deeply intimate and personal relationship with God, we must be willing to go all the way. We must desire to hear his voice and then desire to do what his voice has spoken. But we can't begin to desire to do if we don't even know what it is he's asked. Go directly to God. Put aside other things and let God reveal himself to you and what he desires for you to do, and just be obedient.